Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak 2024 was introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday by the Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Rammohan Naidu. While introducing the bill, the minister said Aircraft Act was brought in 1934 and a lot of amendments had been made over the years. He said these amendments created a lot of ambiguity and contradictions in terms of the functioning of internal organizations like the Directorate General of Civil Aviation and the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. He said the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak has been brought to clear the confusion. The bill empowers the central government to make rules for any aircraft or class of aircraft and for securing the safety of aircraft operations. It is aimed to empower the government to make rules for the investigation of any air accident or incident. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will be celebrated across the country from 9th to 15th of August to bolster a sense of patriotism among citizens. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to hoist the Tiranga at their homes, take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. He said the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign was started in 2022 under the aegis of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Shekhawat said last year more than 10 crore people uploaded the selfies with Tiranga. He added that more than 200 cultural programs will be organized across the country. The minister said the Tiranga bike rally with members of parliament and a minister will be organized on 13th August. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus has been sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Bangar Papan in Dhaka. Diplomats from various countries were present on the occasion. Born on 28 June 1940, Muhammad Yunus is a Bangladeshi entrepreneur, banker and an economist. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for founding the Grameen Bank and pioneering the concepts of microcredit and microfinance. The Reserve Bank of India decided to keep the policy rate unchanged for the ninth time in a row. The rate increase cycle was paused in April last year after six consecutive rate hikes aggregating to 250 basis points since May 2022. Announcing the third bi-monthly monetary policy for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi scheduled to visit landslide-ravaged Wayanad on Saturday. Preparations are underway at Kannur and Wayanad for the visit. Security meetings were held in Kannur and Wayanad ahead of the visit. The Prime Minister is likely to conduct an aerial survey of the landslide-affected area of Wayanad. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, India's star track and field athlete Niraj Chopra recorded his second best throw of 89.45 metres to win a silver medal in the men's javelin last night. Pakistan's Arshad Nadim shattered the all-time Olympic record of 90.57 metres with a throw of 92.97 metres to clinch the gold medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Draupadi Murmu and Home Minister congratulated Niraj Chopra for winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics. Meanwhile, the Indian hockey team bagged a fourth bronze medal for the country. The team defeated Spain 2-1 in the bronze medal match. The team also gave its goalkeeper, Srijesh, the perfect farewell by securing this Olympic medal. President and Prime Minister have also congratulated the Indian hockey team for securing the bronze medal. And in Supruto Cup, Nagaland Junior Girls Under-17 defeated Sainik School 5-1 in the last leg match of the ongoing 63rd edition of Under-17 Supruto Cup 2024 at New Delhi yesterday. However, the team narrowly missed out on a quarter-final berth due to goal difference. During the match, Maluk scored 4 goals and Akrenyo added another one during the match. With this, Nagaland team finished in second position of the Pool G group with 7 points, which was topped by NCC Mizoram with 7 points. Team manager for Nagaland team, William Koso, expressed his appreciation of the team's performance at the tournament and stated that it was a very good exposure and experience for the team. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.